This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado hospitals say they're hitting significant financial headwinds. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
That's according to a quarterly update from the Colorado Hospital Association. It represents roughly 100 facilities statewide. The group says ongoing economic pressures and policy decisions are destabilizing the state's hospital system and threatening long-term viability, driving the trends, persistently high labor and supply costs, as well as a surge in uncompensated and charity care. The group says almost three-quarters of Colorado hospitals finished 2023 with margins that undermine long-term sustainability. Rural hospitals are especially in a precarious spot. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado added 3,700 jobs last month. That's according to preliminary estimates from the state's Labor Department. It's better than the prior month of June, when the state lost 2,700 jobs. The state's job growth has been slowing for more than a year now. Hiring is also slowing in the rest of the country. Colorado's unemployment rate of 4.5% last month was still a bit above the U.S. average. Just under 40,000 students will start classes this week at the University of Colorado Boulder. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports one focus of Chancellor Justin Schwartz is affordable housing.
This year's incoming class is a smart bunch. Schwartz says nearly 50% have a high school GPA of 4.0 or higher.
So the academic quality of our incoming students isn't the challenge.
And Colorado students whose families make less than $90,000 a year have zero tuition. But Schwartz says the cost of food and rent is still too high for many students. He says eliminating barriers to students graduating, like making housing on campus more affordable and addressing student mental health challenges, are among his top priorities. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
You can find more news at cpr.org.